Global market sentiment is cautiously optimistic as investors await key corporate earnings and U.S. inflation data due Friday, with one major investment house predicting stable core inflation around 3.1% through year-end, driven by cooling car prices and airfares, but offset by tariff-related price increases in trade-sensitive sectors. The Federal Reserve may halt its bond holdings runoff next week due to repo market pressures, potentially stabilizing its balance sheet and reducing Treasury bill supply, which could slightly weaken in the dollar. The Fed's October meeting is expected to deliver a 25 basis point rate cut, though mixed job data and persistent inflation fuel debate over further cuts. A potential U.S.-China trade meeting at the APEC summit could ease tensions, supporting risk on sentiment and non-dollar assets like the euro and Australian dollar. Eurozone inflation to 2.2% rose, reducing ECB rate cut expectations, though fiscal concerns in France and modest growth limit euro gains. In Japan, and the yen faces pressure from new leadership and potential policy shifts, but coalition dynamics may prevent aggressive stimulus. Australia's rising employment rate increases pressure for an RBA rate cut, with markets eyeing U.S. data and U.S.-China trade outcomes for further direction on the Australian dollar. That's all for now.